Guides had the lead for majority of the game, went up by 17 early second half, and then Sunrise Christian made it a game, got back and took the lead on a couple of occasions, and then you guys took the lead for good with about 3 minutes to go in the game. And boy, what a back-and-forth game it was tonight, and a fun one to watch.
I'm sure it was fun for everybody else. No, this is good. I mean, we got up early on them. I knew it wasn't going to last. When you're playing good teams, I mean, you got to understand, this team is an exceptional team. Like, I have a great respect for Coach Bankhead. I think they're doing an unbelievable job at Sunrise. I mean, give us, Stewart and us, some credit for playing them. I mean, those guys are calling everybody in the league, and everybody will scrimmage when people don't want to play them in games. You know, I take my hat off to Seward, because had not Seward okayed to play him, then I couldn't have played him. And my hat's off to Seward. They took a hard one last night. I think Seward tired their legs out a little bit. Obviously, double overtime, which benefited us a little bit. But, you know, the resilience of our kids, of having that big lead, blowing that lead, which we're just going to have one of those teams until we can figure it out. We got their minds in the right place. They just got to keep continuing how to learn to play with each other.
The one that stepped up big for you tonight was Josh Fleming.
That's not a shock, and you know, that.
Yeah, I mean, he took the leadership role big and hit some big threes when you guys needed some points and in some tough times, and also hit some free throws when you guys needed some free throws.
You know, I mean, he's 84% last year. When Josh misses, I'm shocked. Like, when he missed tonight, I was like, how does Josh miss a free throw? It's like Aaron Ray, when he gets to the rim and makes those crazy shots, and he misses one, I'm like, how did Aaron actually miss that, you know? I'm just proud of our guys. You know, we've been beating them up and beating them up about how good Sunrise is. And I was telling them, hey, Sunrise is good enough to come in and beat us, good enough to come in and beat Seward. You got a target on your back being preseason ranked, you know. And I told our guys, like, those rankings don't mean anything to me as a coach. All I want to do is continue to improve. If you take a loss somewhere along the way, what do we do to get better? You know, some teams get worse. What do you do to get better? Now you get a big win. Now what do you do to get better? And I told them in the locker room, what are you going to do tomorrow to get better? Are you satisfied with this? Because let's remember, you got the 12th ranked team in the country coming in on Friday. You know, you got KCK coming in. Well, what are you going to do to get better? Because KCK is going to come in to beat you. I mean, are you going to be satisfied with this? Because I can tell you, we didn't come into this year being satisfied with this. We know what starts next Saturday. Next Saturday, you know, we're going to have nine league games before. This win won't matter here next Saturday. We got to find a way to beat Butler. Then we got to find a way to beat Bart, you know. If you continue to get better, then you're going to be good in late February, and that's when we want to be good.
And you also have to look at the positives. You guys got off to that big start, shot 9-10, and against kind of a bigger team with a couple of big players, Dye and also down there Derek Walker, both 6'9 kids. You guys ended up winning the rebounding battle.
Yeah.
And it showed really the hustle to the basketball you guys had for for pretty much the entire night.
And the way we play, it tires people out. It really does. It's not easy to play the way we play, where it's not hard to coach it. I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to wear out big guys like that. And obviously, you know, believe it or not, those two didn't play a lot of minutes last night. But now I tell you, number 20 and number 5 for them, those two played like 39 and 42 minutes in a game in a big win last night, where the two bigs didn't. So we knew they were going to have a little more energy because we saw the minute count on them. And, you know, we just did a good job bumping them out. They did a good job. We did a good job sticking to the scouting report for about 32 minutes of the 40 minutes. If we can get them to do it for 40 minutes, then we're going to see how good we are. You know, I had guys getting frustrated at each other because we were shooting it too quick. Well, that's going to happen this early in the season because I'm not telling them that's a bad shot yet. I'm not doing it because then I feel like I'm taking their confidence. I don't want to take it away right now. I want my guys. I think getting a quick shot up is better than a quick turnover because it gives us a chance to score.
And you forced, 24 turnovers. It was 2-1 margin on that tonight.
Yeah, I tell you, that was a big difference. Rebounding and the turnovers is what we really discussed that. We had more turnovers last night than we did tonight against a much better team tonight. And, yeah, I think our guys valued the ball. Value the possession is what we're preaching them to you. Value the possession. And we did a good job at the end. You know, we went down one with 4 or 5 to go. I wasn't really worried. Now, if this was Butler, I'm going to worry a little bit. But we needed to be in a game like this. We needed this game. We needed a real game like this, not a scrimmage, a real game, because we just got better. It's like I was telling them, hey, you guys haven't been in a close game yet. Hey, Sunrise won in double overtime. They proved they can win those close ones. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
So, you know, I'm proud of our guys. I'm happy with every one of them. The energy was there. Our depth was good. You know, we're going to be without Victor this weekend, so we're going to have to find a way to play without one of our horses,
you know. You're going to take a day, or have a day off of competition tomorrow, and then it's Friday and Saturday, you mentioned, and your only classic of the year, and so you go back to back there with Kansas City, Kansas, and Bethel JV, and it should be a fun one. Should be a great weekend.
It's going to be a great weekend. I mean, come out and watch our football team at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday. Come out Friday. Hey, I know the high school football team's playing. I'm going to be worried about the score a little bit because my son's a senior on the team. You know, but, you know, if that football game ends a little early and you can get out here, hey, come out here and watch this team. We got a fun team to watch. I recruited this year around what I've been seeing college basketball adapt to, and that's with hybrid players, which is guys that can play multiple positions. And we're proving it's working through two games. It's worked. Now we just got to continue to get better and keep doing what we're doing. As long as the guys keep listening, we'll continue to get better.
This has been a fun start to the season, and it's been fun watching you guys so far, Coach. Once again, I'll leave you on that note. Appreciate the time stumping by here, and good luck to you coming up here this weekend.
Hey, thank you. I look forward to seeing everybody this weekend. It'll be a big weekend for Garden City.